Hello there.
I have here a nice bottle of sparkling water, that is, to celebrate last episode for 2021. Hello, guys. Hello, Greg, Mibu, TJ. Nice to see you here. Even though I don't see you here, I can see you there virtually. There, Stefan, Tuomas. Last one of the year feels a bit nostalgic, Greg says. But earlier, Mibu says, hey, Juha, hey, tribe, that's right. Hello, tribe. Yuno is there too. Hello, daughter. Hello, Yuno. Welcome to my weekly Wednesday Live. It's the episode 52, taking place on November 24th. 9 p.m. here in Finland, Eastern European time. And yes, indeed, you are witnessing the last weekly Wednesday broadcast for the year 2021. Hey, Junnu. My name is Juha Ruokangas, your humble servant on a mission from the gods, from the goddesses of Frede Instruments. And today's episode, yeah, the name suggests perhaps some deep philosophical content, but, well, who knows? We'll see where this leads. I have prepared something, but hello, Emma, darling. I'm calling her my darling because she's my wife, for those who might not know. I think everybody knows. Anyway. We'll see where this leads. I have prepared something, but I admit, due to other pressing circumstances, my preparations didn't go quite as I planned. But we will see. Last week, Friday, we got our new version of our Guitar Configurator app. The Guitar Creator launched. Doesn't sound like much, right? Apps, I mean, like, I run a business, and sure, businesses offer such tools to their customers, so it's no big deal. So why do I even mention? Well, except that it kind of is a big deal. And to explain you why it is a big deal, I have to tell you a little story. And, yeah, I know. This could potentially turn into a monologue of me boasting about our wonderful achievements in the IT world. But that's, well, I hope that's, I succeed not to go there. I think there's some interesting twists and turns here in this little story that could be meaningful to you in your life, in the sense of pausing, reflecting, and resetting, like our title for today goes, regardless of what path your life goes. Let me see. Who else is here? Juno says, your philosophy content is my fave. Thank you. Thank you, Juno. Jill, hi. Mitya. Nice to see you here. Peter. You're not so late to the party. Peter says, hi, Juha, and everyone. This time I got to Haukipudas earlier than last week. Okay. There was the Haukipudas conversation last week. And we talked about Amphisound guitars. And in the meanwhile, Greg B, who's here as well today, has shown me a picture of his Amphisound. Very nice Amphisound guitar. I was quite surprised about that. But very, very nice guitar. Liked it. Richard. Hello. George. Hello. Kingsley. Kingsley says, let's all have some quality social media time. That's what we're going to have, some quality social media time. referring, of course, to those who didn't watch or listen to the podcast last week, we talked about social media, the pros and cons of social media. Maybe mostly the cons, but doesn't mean that there isn't any pros. Mibu says the configurator is absolutely awesome. Thank you, Mibu. TJ, good time to pause and reflect since I'm down with the flu. So sorry to hear that. Wishing quick recovery for you. King says, Mibu, I have to stay away from the configurator. Gets me in trouble last time I ended up with Alice. And for those of you who don't know, Alice is one of Kingsley's one of the guitars made by us for Kingsley. A Valbacher guitar, and the name Alice is a reflection as well to Alice in Wonderland, and I guess, yeah, there's a story to that you can actually find from a website if you look for Alice from the Spotlight section, the section that tells the Spotlight, okay, a cryptic name or title, but the Spotlight articles, they're stories of guitars, stories of custom guitars, special guitars made for people. Yeah. Frank, hello. Nice to see you here too. Frank Daimel, from my dear colleague from Berlin, Germany. Not quite in Berlin, outskirts of Berlin these days. Ilka, hello. Very nice. So much people here. Happy to hear it. Poo Ninja, Cheshire Cat guitar. It's mad. I don't know what the heck are you talking about, but I'm not going to pretend that I know. All right. So we're going to go back into that little story I told. One more comment. Greg B says, but the result, Alice to Kingsley, was definitely worth the danger. I hope so. at the very least it's been a surprising journey for Kingsley, I would say, in many ways. Surprising guitar. All right, so last Friday we got the new version of the Guitar Creator launched, and I mean Junnu Vuorela, who is here also today, the user interface designer or user experience designer, I don't know, you know, you can write your correct title to the chat. I don't know what it is these days, but I think it's something called user experience designer, which is, I think, very telling. Except that Junnu's and mine, our relationship, our friendship, our business relationship goes deeper than user experience designing. We've been working together for a very long time, and so I'm happy that Junnu is here today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Guitar Creator. So anyways, also by we, our IT dream team, I refer to Juha Javanen, or Java as we call him. I'm going to call him Java. I don't know if he likes it or not, but luckily I think he's not here live, so he's not complaining. Java is our 3D animator, our programmer, and Jarno Vesa, an architect by day, 3D guitar3D guitar modeler by night. And Emma Elfthorpe. God, what's her title in this project? I guess the goddess of fretted instrument configurators. Emma, the goddess of fretted instrument configurators. Photographer, providing all the birch top photos and other textures to the app, and keeping me fed through the worst spots, reminding me at the least to eat when I sometimes forget about that stuff. Yeah. I'm getting here comments. Hannu Aron is still waiting for them basses to the app. Yeah, that's right. They're still to come, but it's closer than ever. We've never been as close as we are today of bringing the basses into the configurator. And also part of the IT team, I count myself in the role of, well, the crazy person who refused to give up That's my title. I'm the crazy person who never refused to give up, even if, well, even if, we'll come to that soon. Even if what? And yeah, so that's who we are. The persons who got that app launched last Friday, or the new version of it. And then in the weekend after the launch, we didn't really, or I didn't put out any newsletters or anything about it immediately on Friday, because we were kind of nervous, because there's usually some bugs left, and we tried to kind of clean it up a little bit. And there's still some bugs there, but we got the worst ones off during the weekend and after the weekend. So I'm going to bring it. There's one question. The standalone, hello, Stefan, the standalone app is no longer working. It is not working anymore. So you go to the browser on our website, and on that corner of our website, there's a button called Guitar Creator. Hit the button, and it's right there in your computer, in the browser. All the models that are currently in there, you can find it there. We'll go through it a little bit today. Anyways, back to the launch, back to the weekend. Last weekend, Java, the 3D animator programmer guy, he put out a blog post. It's in Finnish, but those interested, the link is in the description. And he wrote, Java writes, would you join a trip to Mars? Or would you join to plan a trip to Mars? And if yes, could you predict when will we arrive? And he continues writing about different kinds of projects he's been involved in that all share two things in common. One, the destination of those projects was somewhat unknown to all parties involved. And number two, the estimated duration of the journey turned out to be grossly underestimated. Yeah, well, I contacted Java in 2014 because our previous version of the guitar configurator was dying away. The technology had changed and we couldn't salvage the old anymore. It was based on technology called Flash. Those of you who are as old as I am remember that there once used to be technology called Flash. And it used to be the hottest technology, not so many years ago, but in the IT world, years seem like minutes sometimes. Anyway, so we had to start from scratch, and Java proposed at that time, 2014, a solution that would be, in his view, future-proof. Well, that remains to be seen, but on the other hand, it would be, okay, future-proof. This was his sales pitch for me. On the other hand, it would be labor-intense, and we would be, inevitably, if we started 2014, we would be really super early adapters to this technology, the 3D model technology used online. So I asked at that point if we can make it real. Like, could this technology solve problems for us, solve a specific problem I had, or even more importantly, you guys, our customers, had a problem. Let me show you what I mean. I made a little screen capture video. I'm going to put that running. Let me show you what I mean. Well, even though you guys who are listening to the podcast, you can't see what I'm actually showing now, but I'm showing how the creator works. A screen capture of the app. And many of you know this, but not everybody realizes it. So yeah, so we use these Arctic Birch tops, and they're always different, unique. So how can our customer know what do we have? Or more precisely, how can you know what you can want if you can't see? So these tops here in the configurator, they're the actual tops from our inventory. So the tops that you see on the guitar, that you can change the color on, and all that, each top has a serial number. See, they're up in the right corner. And those are the tops that the guys at the shop, they have prepared. They have sewn them, they have planed them, joined them, glued them, book matched. And then those are the same tops that the Emma has then photographed, and they end up here in the Guitar Creator. And if you or someone orders a guitar with a top from this library, it's then gone. That top won't be available anymore. They're not paintings. They're not prints. It's the actual figuring, the pattern, the grain pattern of the wood. So this was the problem I had. And Java, Junnu, and Jarno, myself, we were staring at each other, and we all knew from looking at each other that none of us had the slightest clue whether this was possible. But we wanted to believe so hard that in that mass hypnosis, we sold ourselves this fantasy, this idea. Yes, we can. It can be done. 2014, and we worked so hard from 2015 on, got something launched in 2017, and things looked great. Junnu tells this story in detail on his website. The link to that article is also below in the description. But then things started falling apart again, thanks to the technology taking like such these like fast giant leaps forward that our tiny little project and the budget, we just couldn't keep up with it. You know, we couldn't afford it. And a couple of years later, in 2019, the app wasn't working so great anymore. It was kind of patched up, somehow limping along, but we understood that we kind of have to return almost back to planet Earth from our trip to Mars and start all over again from scratch. Not entirely out from scratch, but almost. And I tell you, this was the low point. This was the low point because at that point, I was this close to pulling the plug. You know, on one hand, we had invested so much to this app already that it kind of, you know, it didn't make sense to pull out now. But on the other hand, this is the exact mistake we often make. Like after investing ourselves into something over a long period of time, our view becomes blurred and distorted and we're unable to accept the sunken costs, you know, and to pull out and move on with our lives. So I was really torn. I was really torn into with what to do. And the configurator, for me, I feel it's more than that. It's the whole idea of solving a big problem for you, for the player, for the person who has a dream instrument in mind and wants to make it true, wants to make it happen. And the factor is, well, there's always... Not always, but you know what I mean. There, it feels like there's something is off the mark. It's like almost there, but then you want to change it to the swap it to the next one, and you keep kind of flipping them to the next guitar. And when ordering from a luthier, things can be complicated. So how can you know what you'll get? There are many kind of solutions for this, of course. And one solution works for one luthier, one company, and another solution works for another one. But for me, and the crazy person that I am, I felt that with our app, already back in 2003, when we launched the very first one, 2002 to 2003, was all made by Junnu at the time with flash technology. All the way from those early times, I felt that this could be a really killer solution for these problems, challenges. Making the communication of the maker and the player more fruitful, better, easier. And with the app, what you see is what you get. Like what you really see is what you get, down to the fact that it's the actual piece of wood that you look there. So that's what you're getting. And of course, yes, I am aware that such a configurator only solves the problem virtually. not for real, you know. And that, but that's the whole thing. Solving your problem virtually, it's a big step and it doesn't cost a dime. You can play with that app day and night. You can skim through all the combinations, you know, features, whatnot. Having the guitar for real is another ball game, and with that part, the creator won't help you, of course. Here we have a very good comment for this. Ule News says, this keeps me from ordering a custom guitar. You invest a crazy amount of money and don't really know what you get. Nobody knows beforehand how it will sound. Well, this is partly true. It's true, and it doesn't need to be exactly this way. Of course, there are ways to know beforehand how it will feel, how it will play, with when you're working with an experienced luthier. I'm talking about myself too, but I'm talking about, for example, Frank Dymel, who is here. He's also an experienced luthier, or others alike. Experienced luthiers can make this happen, but of course, you should also try those guitars. And make it happen. If it's not easy to make it happen, still make it happen. You can always make it happen. You know, make a trip to that country where that builder is, for example, if no other solution works for you. I mean, that's the way you solve these problems. A lot of people do this. So this is about to turn into a sales pitch. So I'll withdraw and say what I've always told you, which is in direct relation to what Ulenius said. When you're considering to order a custom guitar, always, always, always check the track record of the company, of the luthier you're considering. And Kingsley is talking about the same thing. Ulenius, two answers. One, how familiar are you with the builder's work in general? That's a good point. And number two, even when you buy a guitar you've played, most of the time you don't really know what you have for a good while after that. Yeah, so anyway. Number three, Juha is right, make it happen, go to Finland or go to Kingsley's house. Thank you for the offer, Kingsley. I have still your house to visit as well as you have mine. So take that as an invitation. Or Kingsley continues, or go to a guitar show somewhere. Yeah. Guitar shows are coming back, people. They're coming back, believe it or not. So I'll continue. Always, always check the track record of the company or the luthier you're considering. Don't believe a word the sales guy is telling you. That includes the luthiers. It includes us who are selling you our own work. Count me in to that bunch as well. Don't believe me. Check my track record from other sources. That's the way. And get familiar with the work of that company, that luthier that you're considering. Get familiar. If you're not familiar, get familiar. If there's a will, there's a way. It's not maybe the easiest way. There are easier ways, other ways, but then you also get other things. To get these things, there is no other ways, really. It's an investment, and it's an investment into yourself. It's a value investment. It's an investment to the future. Anyways, making a virtual guitar online is one thing. Yeah. But laying out your hard-earned money to invest into an instrument, that's another thing. So do the groundwork. Do the background check. Yeah. So you can be certain that you're investing into the right thing. So Okay, enough of sales pitches. Let's get back on track. Where were we? We were on the trip to Mars, weren't we? We were on the trip to Mars, and the low point, me. This close to pulling the plug, weighing the options, and looking at the numbers, meaning numbers in my books in the company, it didn't make sense to continue at all. So I was thinking, what is the option? Well, for me, the option was to not have such an elegant solution that I had worked towards since the beginning of the millennium. That was the option, back to square one and to think of something else. And so I thought, well, I'm not in this for the numbers. Anyways, if I would, I'd be doing something else than making guitars. I'm in this. I'm on a mission. I'm on a calling. It's a calling. And it's also a way of life to not run after the numbers, but try to make a difference, make things better, make it really the best way I can ever imagine. So I thought, let's give it one more shot. And this time we'd streamline everything about the creator to the simplest interface. We would make conscious compromises regarding the non-essential details that eat up all the time in our use. And we would shine on the essentials of the app, of the configurator. And the result is now online. The link to the creator is in the description. I think I put it there. Or if not, you can find it, like I said. Find it on our website. Look for the guitar creator in that corner. The left upper corner of the browser. So now it's 2021, almost 2022. Where are we now? Have we arrived? Are we done? No, not really. Haven't arrived. A lot of work ahead, but it appears that the outer space is now behind. We have the first frontier firmly set. The first baseline, a touchdown, you know. I don't know. Can one ever arrive? For real? I don't know. The next steps will be to launch the new creator as a mobile app. Almost there to Apple devices, to Android. It's been there for iPads. It's been there for Android. But I don't think it ever worked the way it was supposed to work. But this time, we're already testing. I have it in my phone. I have it in my iPad. It's great. It works really great. It is magical, I feel. And almost there. And then we have those few missing instruments. Somebody already pointed out the Steam Bass. We have the Hellcat missing. We have the Unicorn Supersonic, the Duke Supersonic missing. We have the Val Bucker missing from there. Work, work, work. But yeah, so our title says pause, reflect, reset. What can we learn from the guitar creator story? Well, in the Western culture, we think the future is ahead of us. You know, we're heading towards the future while the past is behind us. But there are cultures where this is reversed. This metaphor works the other way around. You know, for other cultures, the past is in front of us because we can see it. We can learn from it. We can learn from what we can see. And the future, the great unknown, that's behind us. We can't see that. The reality, of course, is that that in our consciousness, okay, now it gets deep, so breathe, pause, and reflect. The reality, of course, is that in our consciousness, this moment, this very moment, we now live. That's the reality. That's all the reality there is. You know, that's what counts. The past went. We can't do anything about it anymore, and the future's uncertain, so we can't count on anything that will happen next, tomorrow, next year, 10 years. We can't know. All we can do is, one, we can pause in this moment we're now experiencing. Two, we can reflect on the past experiences that we can see in front of us. And for this, a journal is good. A journal works because it helps us to see, especially keeping a journal over extended periods of time, because you know it helps us to see beyond the single arbitrary events in our lives. It helps us to form the arches. We can see the overarching patterns, the big picture. And if we succeed to see that, maybe we can make a little bit more civilized, more conscious, more aware choices what our next step should be towards the future that is uncertain, that is unseeable. You know, maybe we notice that we're repeating the same pattern. It could be a relationship, it could be in a work life or whatever, you know, something that we're not happy with. We're repeating the same pattern all over again and realize it might be a good idea to step aside, take a new turn. Or like in my case with the guitar creator development, reflecting on the past helps. It has really helped me to remember why we are on this path, why we ever took the first step on this path. It has helped me to connect to that pool of passion again. It has helped me to remember why it was so important to us in the past and why it is still as important, every bit as important for me. And really, personally, oh boy, reflecting on the past, there certainly are clear patterns. It's the story of my life, the patterns. See, the guitar creator, it's not my only trip to outer space. This space traveling, this fantasizing, the child's play, I don't know. They're not really too far from each other, are they? Because looking back my career, you know, there are currently, and this is just the current situation, 3 trips to Mars or different planets I'm a passenger on. Which is kind of crazy. One we already discussed about, the guitar creator, and the second, that would be the Valbucker. Somebody mentioned the Valbucker. What was that? Preparing, Pooh Ninja says, preparing for mobile app, that then how to scale up Valbucker to mass production. I don't have such delusions that we would scale it to mass production anytime soon. You know why? Because we're making those things by hand here in Finland at our workshop, and that kind of guarantees that there's no fear of mass production. Because today, what you mass produce, it needs to be something cheap that masses can afford, but this is not us. We can't deliver, so we don't have that fear. But I'm looking forward to see what comes, because the truth is, of course, I cannot know what comes. I cannot know what comes. We have the different balls in the air and see where they land, or if we can keep them on the air. So the Valbucker, another project where the numbers don't really add up, but there are other aspects why it feels so important to me. I mean, you know, inventing a whole new guitar sound in our modern age. Come on, that's like impossible. Or not. Well, anyways, there are other videos where I've talked about this project in length, and without a doubt, there will be more. And today we won't delve into the history of the Valbucker, or all the different sides of it. And instead, I want to pause. Remember, pause, reflect, reset. I want to pause and tell you a little secret. I want to show you a secret that nobody else knows. Can you guys keep a secret? Well, the Valbucker launched in 2018, 3, almost 4 years ago. And for years now, we've been working on what I've named the Valbucker Mark II. Essentially, it is the same technology, but, well, taken further. That's what you do. You have a technology, you're pioneering a technology, you're developing it further. So we've done certain technical improvements, and I feel the new, the technical improvements by themselves, of course, that's very clear. There are some aesthetic design changes that I feel the new aesthetics, the design reflects the essence of the Valbucker, or our audiophile pickup concept. Our audiophile pickup concept, better. Audiophile pickup. That's a word that came from Art Thompson, from Guitar Player. His invention, not mine. Hannu Aronen says, I think I already know something. You might know. That's true. Okay. A few people know, but not online. Not online. The Valbucker Mark II will be launched early next year, and it will be available for our 6 and 7 string guitars, as well as our 4 and 5 string basses. And then the secret, I have one such base here next to me. It's right there. And nobody has seen it. Okay, Hannu has seen it. A few people have seen it, but not online. You'll be the first online to see it. Okay? You ready? Well, so those familiar with the... This will be a little preview. Not very much, but something. Those familiar with the Weilbacher concept, you know that this instrument has a vacuum tube-driven preamp built into the pickup. An active pickup, in other words, and it always comes with a floor unit, a PSU, a power supply in it, in other words, that the bass connects into. That's the connection between the bass and the rest of the signal chain. The amplifier, the soundboard, wherever you want to connect it. This is the new PSU. Remember, nobody has seen it. It comes matched in color with the instrument itself. We talk about the tech specs for a second. This is quite a bit more than a power supply unit. It's also an AB box for two instruments. That already existed since the start. The Weilbacher guitar, you can connect two instruments. The Weilbacher guitar or bass in this case. It's the floor unit for that bass that is next to me. You can connect into the inputs, normal instrument, and the Weilbacher instrument. And the stump switch, that's for the inputs. So that's simple. That's not all. The Mark II floor unit is also a DI box. It has two outputs as well. On that side, two outputs, a normal output to an amplifier, and a balanced output to connect to mixer desk, or an active monitor, audio interface of your computer. And it's not just any balanced output. We use a high-end op amp for the balanced output circuit in order to transmit every nuance of the signal through the cable. It's standard technology in hi-fi and studio equipment, like valuable studio equipment, but not always the case ever the case in cheap stuff or cheap stomp boxes and stuff. But anyways, it just makes sense. Like it's a good way to do it. And if you want to run a Weilbacher instrument to two channels, say an amplifier and sound desk, or an electric guitar amplifier and an acoustic guitar amplifier, or an amplifier and a computer audio interface, you can run these two channels, these outputs, simultaneously from this little box. So you can run one of them to the amplifier, another one to the soundboard, or whatnot. Yeah. So it's a powerful little fella, this one. And then the bass. Let me show you the bass. Kind of nervous because nobody has seen it. Okay, that's the base. I'm going to put it. No, okay, I'm going to show you the rest of it. Yeah, so there's the pickup. You can see it's a little bit different looking than it used to be. It's going to be the same aesthetics for the guitars as well. I'm not going to bring it closer. You will see enough close-ups a little bit later. So that's the new look. And there's the back of the bass. Show you a little bit closer that. There is this die-cast identification plate that also serves the purpose of a cover of a Weilbacher power circuit board. So that's how it looks like. So it's going to be 6 and 7 string guitars, 4 5-string basses. Mibu says, are the outputs galvanic separated? Yes, they are. I'll put it away now. You've seen it. After the fact, you can rewind back. Remember to keep the secret until the launch, okay? Early next year. So needless to say, we're excited because I, you know, we're gonna go. There's a guitar show coming in Geneve, the Montreux International Guitar Show in April. Fingers crossed that it will happen like it should. We're gonna be there. We're gonna bring our Valbacher basses, our Valbacher guitars there, and it's gonna be. I'm so excited about this. Working for on it for so long, and yeah, in those basses. Glad you guys are liking it. Everybody so far seems to be liking it. So I'm looking forward to your comments. Poo Ninja, Spinal Tap, you've looked at it enough. That's right. Don't even look at it anymore. Yeah. So anyways, that was a sneak a peek to the Valbacher Mark II coming up next year. Okay, remember I said I feel like I'm a passenger on three trips to Mars simultaneously. The guitar creator, the Valbacher, and the third one. Well, the third one, is this. To have become a YouTuber within the past 18 months. You know. And to have found our little tribe. Feels really special, and I feel so privileged. I'm very grateful to you people there. And one thing that is striking to me, and Emma and I talked about this the other day. I think it was after was it the last one or the previous one? Yeah, we talked about the live chats. You guys are always so civilized. You're so nice, even when we talk about veganism. That's the one we were chatting with Emma about. You know, I was kind of afraid that things would polarize big time, but I should have known you better. Sorry that I even suspected you of bad behavior. So, so very happy about this crowd. Very happy about this tribe, this community that has started to develop around this. And 5 years ago, I could not have imagined to do what I'm doing now here, streaming online. An impossible thought, even. But here we are. Wow. It's like 52 episodes. Among them, interviews by, I don't know, like legendary guitar makers, my personal idols. So many super talented musicians. Even a real rock star a few weeks ago. From the 80s. You know, and then all the technical stuff about the whatever thermally aged Tonewood, and at the other end of the spectrum, the episodes that maybe are, after all, the most divisive ones about life, the philosophy, the more personal kind that Juno, my daughter, referred in the beginning in the chat. Are those her favorite? Maybe they are the least favorite for others. I don't know. But that's, you know, that's me. I can't really go about doing this without including that side, because this whole journey, earlier we talked a little bit about investment. Well, this, doing this is an investment to my sanity, to my well-being, to be here with you guys. And as I've heard from some of you, you felt the same way. You've gotten something from this to yourself that feels valuable, feels special. And this alone is enough justification for the channel to exist, I think. So we're going to do what we're going to do now here. We're going to do a super quick recap of those 52 episodes. It's coming up right now in 15 seconds, the content of all the 52 episodes. Wait for it. Ready, set, go. So, for those listening to the podcast, I'm showing the thumbnail images of every 52 episodes made so far. You know, that, yep, here we are. That was the whole content of the Weekly Wednesday Live so far, compressed to 15 seconds. Yeah. Well, there is, you know, looking at that flashback with those 52 thumbnails and the topics and the that's something for me to pause on, to reflect upon, to reset from, you know, I guess. Eric says here, the personal stuff is the unique thing you are. It says this channel aside from all others, I believe. Keep it up. Thank you, Eric. Much appreciated. What do you guys think? Where should the Weekly Wednesday live go next? Where should it go next? Frankly speaking, right now, in this moment, between the past and the future, pinned at this moment, you know, I'm pausing, I'm reflecting, and I have no idea where to go next. But then again, right now, I guess I don't need to. So I'm going to leave that to brew for a while, and I'll be listening carefully to your ideas, for your suggestions. You know, you can send them as a comment to this video after the live stream is over. You can send me email. There's the Instagram messages. There's Messenger. There's all these channels. So, you know, keep sending your ideas. I really look forward to that. And we will definitely be writing down every idea and kind of pondering on what could we do. Because right now there's going to be a pause. Literally, there's going to be a pause of this. And can I tell you an exact date when will I continue? I cannot tell you that. I hope during January, but it depends on a couple of things. Right now, one of the reasons why we are doing this pause is in addition to pausing and reflecting a little while, which is good for us, for every one of us, sometimes. Another reason for the pause is that is what I just showed you, the guitar creator, the mobile apps that we're working on, the Valbucker launch. So we have other kinds of videos to make, and we're just our little team, and we can't just stretch to it. Everything. So it's kind of either or. We have to choose sometimes. And so I want to prepare for the Valbucker and launch. I'm already getting there. Very much of your ideas. So keep them coming there. I'm not gonna start commenting any of that. Just let it flow there, and we'll get back to that. But I just can't keep looking at the comments. There's so much coming. Great. Thank you. Guys, we started in the beginning of May 2020. And it's not a coincidence that this Weekly Wednesday Live began right at the first wave of the COVID-19, of the pandemic had really kind of kicked in and paralyzed our planet in so many ways. And it's not a coincidence, because it happened at the time when it was kind of a shocking time, because I was one of those people, part of the European Guitar Builders, Frank Dymel, who's been watching this broadcast today, was among that group of people as well. Emma was part of that group of people. That we had been planning the whole end of 2019 and beginning of 2020, leading to early May. We had been preparing for the grand finale of the Holy Grail guitar show that then got canceled because of the pandemic. And in the collapsed ruins of the canceled Holy Grail guitar show 2020, the wonderful ECB show team cooked up a Holy Couch guitar show, which was like a maybe even the first ever. I don't know if it was the first ever. It might have been the first ever online guitar show, complete, like online on Facebook, on other platforms, mainly on Facebook, on YouTube as well. So that's when we started putting out these videos. And that's where the idea sprung from, and the seed stuck and started growing. Sprout, yeah, that's the word, sprouted. And here we are, 52 episodes later. We have very, very cool comments there about ideas for the future episodes. I'm so grateful for that. Not going into that right now, but I'm going to bring up a couple of comments. Stefan says, thank you very much for all the videos so far. A lot of content to watch already. Thank you. Thank you. But I think this is kind of... Junnu is closing up our comments section here. It would be logical to continue to Jupiter next. Yeah. So we should start planning that. I'm not sure if I'm having nightmares already, or what kind of dreams will there be. We'll see about that. All right, guys, it's been a blast, and cheers, everyone. See you next time, whenever the next time will come. It will come for sure. One thing I would ask you to do is to sign up to my guitar love letter. I renamed my newsletter to Guitar Love Letter because I think it sounds better. It's less intrusive and more romantic, which is supposed to be. Sign up to my Guitar Love Letter to keep up to date, okay? If you haven't already signed up, you can subscribe on our website. You scroll down on our website to down at the footer of any of the pages, and there it is, the subscription form. So if you would do that, appreciate a lot, because then my news come through and I can keep you guys up to date. When is the next episode gonna happen, take place? So happy anniversary to everybody. Big Bocky says 52 weeks. Yes, that's right. TJ, gonna miss the streams, you guys, during pause. Happy rest of the year and holidays. Take care. Happy holidays to you guys too. It's been a blast. People, be well, stay safe, peace, love, and good music.